This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
That is Billy Corgan and the Smashing Pumpkins, if I am not mistaken, Ken.
Nice job. Starting off Halloween week with Smashing Pumpkins.
Well, aren't you supposed to use fake pumpkins or something because of the rat infestation problem that we have in this region?
Yep, in the city.
Okay, all right. No, we got to have fake pumpkins, no real pumpkins for Halloween.
What, aren't fake pumpkins made of plastic? Isn't that what's ending the world?
Yes, that could be an issue, but you got to pick your poison, Curtis.
Literally.
The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. October is Subaru Loves Pets Month. Find out how you can help return the love that pets give to us this month. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com to get details.
Little study in contrast from my lead this morning, Greg. On one side, you've got Mac Jones, 300-yard passing day yesterday, two touchdowns, a passer rating of 111.7. He's got 9 passing touchdowns on the year. That's more than Cam Newton had all of last year. On the other side...
We don't say his name.
On the other side, Wiggs.
Yep.
We have Justin Fields.
Oh, it's Wiggy's guy.
Oh, yeah.
22 of 32, 184 yards,
yep.
3 interceptions,
yep.
2 lost fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
He has now been sacked a league-leading 22 times.
It's that offensive line. Oh, well, wait a second. That we can't talk about their offensive line. That don't count. We can only talk about Mac's offensive line, but go ahead.
That's it. That's my lead.
That's your lead.
Oh,
I mean, it's you praised this guy. You said Fields was the guy.
I said,
you won't give Mac an ounce of...
You see, respect or dignity. You're twisting it. I said Fields, I would have rather Fields over Jones, but I also said that organization he plays for, the Chicago Bears, is pathetic. No matter who the quarterback is there, if you put them in that system with that coach, they are going to struggle, especially if they're a young quarterback. Mm. And the fact that you got to go to that to try to make your argument?
Well, I mean, but when it comes to Bill the GM.
Yeah.
Did he pick the right guy? When you look at the quarterbacks that were available,
I think whoever he picks is going to be successful.
Okay,
You don't think
You think Fields would have had the numbers Mac had yesterday?
I think Fields, I think Fields' numbers would have been
get out of here.
I think they would. How can you make that determination?
I can make that determination when I see him attempting to force he's in the middle of being sacked, attempting to force the ball down the field. And it ends up in the hands of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers cornerback.
You don't get sacked 22 times by accident. You don't put any of that on the coaching?
Some of it's on the coaching. I mean, now we're back to the debate about whether it was Bill or Tom. I mean, I'm sorry. I think Mac Jones is an excellent quarterback.
Help out Wiggy slightly here, though, name me the great Chicago Bears quarterback. I'll wait.
Jim McMahon.
So in the 80s, they don't have a quarterback who's ever thrown for 4,000 yards. Like, it's the worst. It's where quarterbacks go to die.
And then they draft a quarterback in the top 10 of the draft a couple years ago by the name of Mitchell Trubisky that Matt Nagy ran up out of there because he couldn't get him right.
Top three, I think he went like second.
I mean, I wasn't sure where he was. So the fact that you're not going to give any credit to the organization and to the coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to look at another guy and go, well, he sucks because he sucks. Okay. And it has nothing to do with the coaching.
What happened to Cam Newton with the coaching that was available to him last season?
Mm-hmm. He struggled.
Okay.
He struggled.
All right. Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Wiggy sent this on Friday, and it made my weekend. This is Martellus Bennett on the McCourty's podcast talking about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Bro, we lost two games. One of them was because Jimmy Garoppolo was being a bitch and tried to quit before us on the last, decided not to play right before the game. So we went out there. Jacoby came out and played with a up thumb and played his heart out. But Jimmy was just being a bitch about it all, and he's still being it. Like, that's why you can't win with a bitch for a quarterback.
Those are fighting words.
Those are fighting words, but the biggest story from that was not what Martellus Bennett said about Jimmy G. It is what the McCourty's didn't say.
Yeah.
The McCourty's are as honest, straightforward, I think, guys of integrity, and they didn't stop him for a second.
Nope.
That's how the team felt. Mm. So every morning, Bill Belichick should get on his knees and thank God that Robert Kraft forced him to trade Jimmy G, because that would have been the biggest mistake in sports history.
Great point.
I told you the streets were talking.
Yeah, streets are talking.
Oh, you did say that back then.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, hello.
Hello, good morning. While it was a beautiful, kind of chilly day at Gillette yesterday and the Pats got a win, halftime was also spectacular. They honored Richard Seymour. I know Wiggy was there in the morning, or was it the day before?
The day before, Saturday.
The day before, where they had the ceremony, but they did another thing during halftime. And the cheerleader in me just wants to draw some attention to the other person that was honored, Tracy Sormonti, who was the cheerleading coach there. 32 years being the cheerleading coach. She's the third person selected by the Kraft family to be enshrined as a contributor, and she is the first female in the Patriots Hall of Fame. Mm. So a really nice day yesterday. We saw a lot of former Patriots cheerleaders there. It was emotional. I mean, I didn't know her. I just knew her from seeing her on the sidelines, and I was tearing up during it with Kraft talking about her. So a really great day all in all, but I just wanted to give a little note to that because we didn't talk about it beforehand.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so yesterday's game, and I said this on the award-winning NFL Sunday show that we do every Sunday, myself, Foyer, Rich Keefe, and Gresh, that my expectations for this game, the Jets game, was for the Patriots to go out there and dominate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start to show me that after you went blow for blow with the Cowboys, you got to show me when you play these Scrabini teams, the Texans, the Jets, Jacksonville, Miami again, you got to be able to go out there and dominate those teams. Mm. Now, I look at it and I'm going to go, okay, that's what I expected you to do to the Jets. The Jets, they're not very good, but I expect you to beat them off. If Curtis and I fight, the expectation should be I whoop on Curtis, right?
That would be the expectation.
That would be the and if I
put my money on that.
And if I don't, you then have to question me, right?
So this is why you are satiated.
This is why I am satiated for what they did yesterday.
Okay, thank you, Wiggy. Wiggy is satiated this morning. Thank you, Wiggy.
Somehow I got beat up.
As you can imagine, one of my favorite things is when the worlds of food and sports collide. And so I was very excited over the weekend to learn that the police and fire departments in Waltham received several orders of pizza delivered to them on behalf of Kyle from Waltham. Schwarbs, who ordered pizza to be delivered to the Waltham PD and Waltham Fire Department on Friday night. This is Israel Torres of the Waltham Fire Department.
The fact that we more or less adopted him and he adopted us back has been fantastic.
What a guy.
Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, can we celebrate this guy?
Yes,
can
forever.
Can we sign this guy to some kind of a lifetime deal here with the Boston Red Sox immediately?
Too bad you couldn't get a hit in game 4, 5, or 6.
Oh, that's okay. Whatever. I mean, his bat went silent, just a touch silent. I think it was a hamstring thing, but sign the guy up.
But still, it's always a conversation. How do we make MLB players more relatable, more likable? This is a guy that's both, and I think Boston has opened their arms to him, and that's a guy we want here forever.
Yes. And I checked, confirmed, no pineapple on any of the pizza. So we know he's a lunch pail kind of guy. All right.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.